Joining us on the phone right now is Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin, and it's countdown to election. We're going to talk about COVID fatigue, flushing 2020 down the toilet, and trying to get kids back in classrooms. So, Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Christine. Always good to be with you.
I saw a headline in the Hartford Courant that more than 5,000 Connecticut students who chose online-only learning haven't logged on for a single day of class. And, you know, I chuckled a little bit because I thought, oh, these kids aren't logging on. But then it started to sink in that the gap that is going to be coming for kids who aren't getting the learning they need because of 2020 is going to be significant. How are you addressing this really serious problem?
It's a huge problem, Christine. It's one of the things that I worry about most when we think about the long-term consequences of this pandemic. You know, I think it's not just the kids who haven't logged on at all. It's also the kids who have logged on but maybe aren't nearly as engaged as they, you know, would have been in in-person school. And it's also, you know, for those, even if they're logging on, it's that missing, you know, social, emotional connection that you get with in-person learning also. So I think there's a lot lost for a lot of kids. And I think it's going to take a long time for us to rebuild and repair and support those young people as they go forward. You know, the district here is doing a lot of work to reach out. I mean, obviously, they've done a lot of work to get laptops out there and work on connectivity issues and made huge progress there. But beyond that, you know, doing that personalized, you know, home visit outreach to try to reach those kids who may not be logging on or may not be engaged. And the other piece, of course, is we're trying to make sure that we keep the in-school option open and available for kids and families who want it for as long as possible.
Now, Mr. Mayor, before we were looking at trying to get people to come out and fill out the census. Now it is we're trying to get people to come out and vote. What does it look like for the early voting returns? Like, how are we seeing the numbers? Do you think this bodes well for the future of voting in this country?
Well, look, I'm a fan of making voting as easy as possible, mm-hmm. always. I think we ought to have early voting. I think we ought to have no excuse absentee balloting. I think anything and everything we can do to make it easy for people to vote is good for our democracy. And, you know, we've made some changes, the state made some changes this year because of the pandemic that make some of that easier. And I'd encourage everybody to take it, you know, take advantage of it. You can request an absentee ballot. You can either mail that ballot in or you can drop it off at a drop box. In the primary, I voted by absentee ballot, dropping in the drop box. It was so easy. And I hope everybody gets out there and votes, whether you do it in person, whether you do it by, you know, mailing in an absentee ballot, or whether you drop it in the drop box. But make a plan right now to vote. And if you're not going to vote in person, make sure you request that absentee ballot now.
Yeah, my son's voting for the first time ever. He's turning 18 tomorrow. So we have a voting plan. We're going to go him at Quinnipiac, bring him home. He's going to vote. Then he's going to go back to school and watch the Super Bowl of politics as the returns come in.
So there's one for Kanye right there.
No. So Salt and I were talking about flushing all the nonsense that's happened this past year, personally and nationally, down the toilet. So, Mr. Mayor, what one thing would you like to flush down the toilet this year?
Oh, my God. I mean, that toilet's going to get clogged. There's a lot of stuff. this has been one hell of a year. Look, I think we all want to get past this pandemic, you know, so
yeah.
I hope that we get to a place where we have a vaccine and we can move past it. But more than that, you know, look, this pandemic has brought a lot of stuff with it, including just a huge disruption and economic pain and stress and anxiety. And, you know, I just hope that we can some point soon look at that in the rearview mirror and come back together and reconnect with one another but it's going to be a while.
There's a lot of COVID fatigue going around, and now we're experiencing, as everyone expected, a rise in COVID cases coming into the holiday corridor where families are gathering. This is also flu season. So what's your message to making sure that we don't get so exhausted from hearing about all these rules and protocols that we have to adhere to, that we keep our eye on the prize, which is making sure that we all stay healthy?
Absolutely. Look, the prize is making sure that we stay healthy, making sure that our loved ones stay healthy, making sure that our economy can come back, making sure that kids can stay in school as much as possible. So, there's so much at stake. And at this point, I think we've got to get to a different mindset, which is we can't expect that this is going to end anytime soon. We've just got to get used to the fact that wearing masks is a fact of life for now, and it's going to be a fact of life for a while. And I think that if we can get out of the mindset of, you know, oh, how many more weeks is this going to last, that is important because it may be a while. And either way, we've got to continue to wear masks, wash our hands, watch our distance from other people. All of that stuff is the most powerful, you know, way to combat this pandemic right now. Even 6 months into it, that's the most powerful way, and we've got to stay focused on it.
I like your point about stop expecting this to go away tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, our expectations are really out of whack, and so if we can kind of reset, that really helps all of us emotionally and mentally. So, Mr. Mayor, okay. Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin, thank you so much. Get out and vote. Watch out for your kids. Make sure they're getting what they need, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Be well. Stay healthy.